Reise steht, Omer la Sora, kiss together, ich steht. Yochle vato zesh lebech neze, the Rebbe. Rebbe holds that you could be mevato l'chilek of la Sora, says zesh lebech neze. And Shimon shimen l'yolay meinech alechel, ela zebech neze. The tzir is, but he went over to la Sora, and he says, kiss who to nu. Where Rashi explains that, based on Shpetu Tekasugis, and his afal, Pshat is, he's saying, mitoich, this mitoich la'asorah, two have to make sure that they write the get, sign the get, and give the get. He's giving the koyach to all ten to do it, to make sure that at least tzivishin, all ten, comes out. Ksivas ha'gedem, and sinas ha'gedem. Then nechlokol b'shumla miyol rebi, what happens if he wants mavatel, a chelik of the edem, and a chelik of the shlichim? Rashi says the tzir is, when he's mavatel, shnayim zeh, shlub zeh, ba'at will see Tosis says, even one shebishlevin is there. Rebbe holds that the bittles chal even the chelkon. Rebbe Shimon Gamliel holds that ain a yochel azato zebzeb neizet. The only way to mavatal is a minui, is a tzibur, is only if you mavatal all esor biyachat. All esor biyachat. In the Gemara is tzvei mahalchem, what's the shirish machloikas Rebbe Shimon Gamliel? The first mahalach, which we can concentrate on more, is the argument of eidah shebalna mitzvah sebalna kula. The Rebbe holds that eidah shebalna mitzvah sebalna sebalna kula. Mele bittles only chal on those shtayim, the echod that I came and it was mavatal. Other ones are not affected. Rav Shimon only holds name. Eidah shemanu esasa bol lekula. Mele duch the bittle through the bittle that I'm doing on these shtayim. The meisens is batal kula. It's going to come out of takola. They're not going to know that they were mizbatal. They're going to go and give the get, write the get, give the get. It's going to come out of takola. Gemara has a second lashon that maybe they're arguing in the second svar. Maybe Rav Shimon only holds tzricha be'asol the mishnah. But I'm in. In the Eretz Loshen state, before we get into what Eidah Shabbat Mitzvah Sabbat Lekula, the Choshev Al Goshen the Gemara. The Loshen the Gemara is now arguing in Eidah Shabbat Mitzvah Sabbat Lekula. And the Emes says, as I said before, Be'etzim, he made them Shlichim also. He made these Asorah, he made them Shlichim also of the Nesina. But the Vaila, it sounds like, he didn't make the Bittul after the Get was written. The Get wasn't written yet. So the Bittul was Al Tichtavu, Al Tichtamu. The Loshen the Gemara sounds like he was Mavatal them from the Eidus. It says Eidah Shabbat Mitzvah Sabbat Lekula. Very chashev chelik the binyan asugi is mavur behem shecha gemara that Rebbe Mishul Nomil didn't only argue in a case when you mavatal the edus, it's mavur they argue in a case when mavatal shluchim. The gemara later on talks about a case. So if you want mahalach is talking about edim that two people that made only shluchim on the halachas aget, the get's already here. They're not bechlal edim. I'm coming to make them shluchas on the nesinas aget. And the gemara is mavur af bezen nechlaku Rebbe ver Mishul Nomil. Kamat the same exact machlokes. So it says, Avada the machloikas of Eidah Shabbat Mitzvah Sabbat Lekula is not limited only to Eidus. It's also when you mavat, when you make a bunch of shlichim biyachad, you mavat al chelik of the shlichim, do you say, Bot Mitzvah Sabbat Lekula? But however, it's choshev di madgish, the Gemara is mavur over here that you mavat al Eidus. The Gemara doesn't say mavat al shlichim. The Loshen is mavat al Eidus. Loshen Rashi behem shech hasugya, now I'm the bottom of the Gemara base, he was mavat al emlias Eidim. Mavat al emlias Eidim. Loshen Ramban by us. Is Eina Reutze Shehel of Eid. It's clear that there's a musik of Bittul Eid. Again, Gabi, the Perek, Becholius, it's Gazayda Adgish. The Lechor is the fourth application to the musik of Bittul. We have the musik of Bittul handling. The musik of Bittul we had so far, three tziyurim. Of the musik, there's a musik of Bittul, the first one is the Shlichus. There's a musik of Avatel, a Shlich, Takdu, and Nesina on the Ged. Yishayin and the Gemara brought in the Sugin Kedushin. The Sugin Kedushin is Mavur, when a person makes a Maiselach Alamed, Machlikas and Rechon Rishlokish. Person makes a ma'isa lachalag and chosi di mavatal diber could be chayzer on his the das and the ma'isa. We had Rav Sheshes, the musik of the mavatal lishma of a get that's given over to the sefer and lachar. There's a fourth musik. The mavatal an aid. What does it mean mavatal an aidus? Lachar means the das mischayv. Araga regular aidus. Someone who's an aid, someone who's a witness on a real live aidus, someone who's a witness on halva. You can't be mavatal him. You'd say after you saw halva, a mavatal you from being an aid on halva. He saw the halva. Oh, but the Eidus of Das and Schaiv is Andrish. The Eidus of Das and the Eidus, when a person signs a star, what he saw isn't a finished thing, it's a process. The Eidus of Das and Schaiv, Gufa is formulated when it's finished, is actually done, when the Eid signs in the star. The Baal Hashtar says, I want you to take my words and be kaveim in the shtar, be choysim on them in the shtar. He's mitzavah them. That my das is for you to make a shtar for me. And when he actually goes and he signs, that's when he goes and he's poil, he takes his tzivu, he takes his das that he gave him to write the shtar and he's poiled it. So Kanira, that's the pshat. I'm choyzer on that das that I gave you to sign a shtar. Is he choyzer on all 10? That's what we have to see. Abba Kapon, the people he goes over to, those two that he goes over to, when he says, I don't want you anymore to write a shtar for me. So I'm in chayzer on the das and mischayev. So you can't have the edus anymore. The whole edus is that you have the das and mischayev to go to sign the shtar for me. So that's a musik of the fourth tier of a musik of a chazar of osi dibur mavatul dibur and up here. And again, that's the noise of a sugya. But nochmo, the sugya is not limited dafke that case. The shmuz of edus shemalim is also about gulgula, is even about other bitulim, is about bitul shlichus. But rather, it's mavur that the case that the sugya was set up and was a case of that they was mavatul from edus. And that's the shaila. Do we say bottom is also about the kuf? So marangin in the shaila of edus shabotlam is also about the kuf. What's this taka? The need and what's the tzad edus shabotlam is also about the kuf? So right away, Balkante, the Makis, Peregrish and the Makis, is a musik of edus shabotlam is also about the kuf. Zokhtu Yishan of Adi, Dosa Mishkin Shaykhis to the Shmuz over there. Shmuz and Makis, Zayda Shabomim Sosa Balakul, as an aid becomes possible, Nim Sechem Em Kerva possible. If an aid becomes possible, one of the Aidim of the cat becomes possible, there's a din, right? It's learned from a Possek over there. It's a din Muskim, it's learned from a Possek that the Psul, maybe one of Lashon Rubik Vegas, is in Spashi. It's a denied din. Over here, Zokhtu Yishan of Adi, it's not Shaykh that din. Over here, did they become possible? Did the aid become possible? The Eidim Kabbos, the Baal was Mevatel, him that he can't, he made it, he dismantled his Eidus, he retracted the Eidus that he could use. So in Mela, he became Bottle through the Baal. Avada doesn't have any Shaykhs. Dr. Ran and Raman, because over here, it's coming from the Bittul of the Baal. Gurada, the Lashem Shem, it's interesting, it's all horror in how they say it. They don't just say what I just said, they don't just say because here came Minatzad. They say, since it's coming from the Baal, maybe he only wants the Vatel one and not the other. It's a little horror why they have to say it. So they just said, it's a chilek cholik b'yisoid. Over there, he's posel mitzaratzim. Over here, it's coming from the Baal. Kapanam l'chora, that's the kamachuvan of the Rishayim. Over here, it's not, they're not posel mitzaratzim. Here, it's coming from the Baal. So it's not the shmuz of the heaven makas. It's not the shmuz of the heaven makas. Shell is, what's the shmuz? So there's an aggravate to learn in the feed of Rishayim, but the Rishayim are setting up, that the shmuz tak is mitzadam ha'isabitul. That's what Rishayim are saying. Over here, it's not pshat that he's becoming ois aid mitzaratzim. He's coming ois aid. Or a shliach later on because the Baal was mavat. Do we say that bittul affects all the edim, all the shluchim? The lashon of Miri, the Miri says it a shein away. Chazim the sugya, it's a nice way to masad the sugya. The Miri says even the name of the sugya is a down their name than the sugya in the markets. It's not called edus shebotla mitzvasa b'lakula. It's called edus shebitla mitzvasa b'lakula. So the Miri says it's the label. What's the difference? Butler is talking about the result that the aid becomes possible. Bittul means the active ma'isa that the Baal is doing. Zok the Miri, the nomen for unzu esug is nish edus shabotla mitzvasa b'lakula. It's edus shebitla mitzvasa b'lakula. The edus that the Baal was mavatal is that chala bittul and kula. So what's the shaila? Do we say the ma'isa bittul is a ma'isa bittul and kula or not? What's going to say the shaila? So l'chor is that the chayis tzvei drochim. The Bnei Yeshua, some soifer, the pashas of Valentine's, that's Rashi in Ombeis, we'll see soon. Yeshua and Hashem Sefer say it's about the shishmus. Tzad of Eidus Shabbat Mitzvah Sabakula is not a posuk, like we said, it was not a posuk. It's a svar. When a person he was mamanet 10 people together, and he's chayzer on two of them, right? He has something against those two. Mistom, it's an umdana. Mistom, he's chayzer on the ganze minu, on the ganze tzivun. It's an umdana. Kihechi the batli lahai. Azayvi he spoke to Reuven and Shimon now, but it means everyone else. Sachazun, every means everyone. The Vel Tainas, that's the Lashon Rashi. In Hemshech HaSugya, when Rashi talks about Shlichus, Rashi says, the man Amarold, Eidu Shabbat HaMitzvah Sabbat HaMitzvah, Rashi's Lashon is, Ki Heichi Debat L'Lai, Bot L'Lai, that's the Lashon Rashi. Tainas the Vel, it's Mamash like the Sam Soif and the Bnei Yeshua. The Fidus, let's point out, the Merich Hoshet to get the Lomdus, the Fidus that comes out, that the reason why it's Bot L'Kul is because there's a direct Mais a Bittul Nol Tainan. Eidu Shabbat HaMitzvah Sabbat is like, even though physically I only made a Bittul to two of them, but Be'etzem, I really made 10 Bittulim. I don't only make a bittul only to these two protistic people. I spoke out physically to these two people, but as if automatically there's a 10 bittul. That's why the other ones are mavatul, because it's a separate mice of bittul to them, to the other, to the rest, to the other eight. Comes the lefidus tzad b'nei shulam samzayu. Sach. It's mashmoisin. The mashua zoyechet. the Maisa, before we get, before we attack the things, the morning that the McVeigar is before Shnish, there's already a diak in the Ritvik Savyan, the Ramah. The Ritvik Savyan, when he says over the dinner, this moment, he says, a bottle of mail. His Lashon is a bottle of mail. That it's not a direct Maisa Bittel to the other Shmoin. But McVeigar says there's a Mefurish. I just mentioned the Rayon of McVeigar. McVeigar will get soon into Tosis, in the second Chelik of the Chabura. McVeigar, one part of Tosis. McVeigar's handling. And Tosis says it's seer. But Tosis is danning that maybe every Bittel needs Eidikim. So Tosis, Alpha Pekin, our Sug is talking about we're Mavatel only in front of one of the ten. I was Mavatel in front of one of the ten. I just know Eidikim. So Tosis is a Chiddush in the first Teret. Then when you Mavatel Bafona, which means you go to the address of the original Dibur. If you go Bifnei, the person you gave the original Dibur, that doesn't need Eidikim. We have to get tuned what the Hezbran that is. That's what Tosis says. McVeigar is Shtel Zanak Nakuda. Very nice, beautiful. I'm involved with one of them, and it got to be him I'm coming before him, I'm coming in front of him. What about the other nine? Tosis is handling it sad that every Bittul needs Eidikim. Why is the first one, why is the Bittul Chal, got to be the first one that I gave him? Because he's excused, he has a special Yichus that I came before him, I came in front of him. Oh, but the other nine, that is the Chal, didn't Eidish, Balaam, Zazab, Balakula, I didn't come in front of them. So how is it, got to be them, there's no Eidikim? Zokub Yeager, yeah, it's Mamela. Shad is the Eidish Balam Zazabakula is not making a separate bitl on the other nine. I'm trying to make a separate bitl on the nine. I'm not trying to make a Maisa bitl on the other nine. When I'm about to the first one, Mamela, because the first bitl, if it works for the first one, it automatically, although one's on Mabas Bat. Zemeklar Bimeger in the Toychan Advar, the Bimeger learned that the Eidish Balam Zazab is not like the explanation of some Sefer. It's not like the 10 Maisa bitl. It's one Maisa bitl, somehow that Maisa bitl knocks out. And after Maz Bazaino, but before, the Chared is a bunch of Oris on the Mahalach on the Pnei Yeshua. And the Sam Sofer, the one of the devil wants to be Meyachas to Rashi. First Oris is it comes out to feed this Mahalach of the Pnei Yeshua, maybe the Molaichter Mahalach, that we say it's an Umdana. Eidah Shabbalah Maksasa Batla Makula. Is because when I made a Maisa Bittel Mistomo licked in the Rhine, that I'm going to battle all of them. So it comes out, if you break it down, if you examine it, it's Be'etzim, like I said before, 2 and 10 Maisa Bittul. So I went after two. And all of a sudden, 10 of them is batu. Why? Because the Be'etzim wasn't batu all 10. So let's look at it for a second. What is going on over here? Be'etzim, 10 bitulim. 8 are sheloi bifonov, and 2 are bifonov. The guy with the 2 that I met, I did it bifneim. I did the bitul bifneim. The guy with the 8 that I'm not here, it's sheloi bifneim. So let's. Number inside. The shmoine that I did a bitul sheloi bifneim, you don't need a new sugya. That's posha. That's a bitul sheloi bifonov. It's nichlal, the original takonas are gone real. Ravada, it's not, it doesn't work. Lagabi the first 8. Lagabi the other 8, I'm sorry. What's the chiddush of our sugya? If you're the Mahalach of the Pnei Yeshua. If you're the Mahalach of the Pnei Yeshua, and say, what's the chiddush of the sugya? If the bittul doesn't even work, lagabi the 2 that I was running Ravada. Lagabi the 2 that I came in front of them and I made a bittul bifnehem. The chiddush of our sugya is that the bittul didn't chal in front of those 2. Again, the other shmoine, that was posh. They don't have the sugya that I'm saying. They didn't know 2. And the question is, taka favos, taka. Okay? That's the whole chiddush of sugya. Taka shal favos. Why in the world should it be the Chazal said that we misakin that his bitul doesn't work in front of two? If there's Be'etzim 10 Maisa bitulim, let Chazal say the problematic bitulim, which are the other 8 bitulim, they don't know about, that's not good, and just 2 is good. That's not making 10 bitulim. You have a takol on the other 8 bitulim that I made? We say that's not good. These 2 leave, why check for these 2 bitulim? The bitulim, the good bitul that I made, why the Chazal be yikert? Kala the kashal. The emes is lefi the marsha toisus es diskasha. Marsha holds the toisus es diskasha. I'm giving on this. Lefi the marsha, but everyone else knows the marsha is magia toisus. The pashup shan toisus that we have many toisus never es diskasha. Even lefi the marsha, it's not. I'm not klar with toisus answers. I'm not klar and shklar. Lefi the marsha can't zayin as an eitzah. But if you don't like that marsha on base, magia the toisus. It's a pella. Diskasha the pella. Why? That's from this 10 bitulim over here. Eight is oil rasha oil shchena. Because if I do 10 bitulim and 8 are kailik tikka bitulim, 8 are bitulim shaloi kedin. So the 2 bitulim that I did kedin, they should become possible. That's the pshat. That's the Eresh Torah. Tzvei Torah is the stipler for Eretz Torah. Frek the stipler on this Mahalach. First of all, the stipler says, the Lashon Gemara is not so mashma. Eidah shebotla miksosa botla kulu. It's mashma, it's memela. That's not mashma, he made a maisa bitul. But Frek the stipler, he doesn't understand why Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Eino yochol levatel elo ze bifnei ze. This is Lashon. Eino el. It's very clear in the Lashon of Shmuel Gamliel. There's no way. Once a person makes this minui of kisvu v'tnui, he goes to 10 people. He has no way to get rid of the Edom, Elazar, even two of them. Even wants to get two of them, he can't do it. He has to do it all together. There's no way to do it except two together. Frek the stipler. If the whole thing's based on Omdana, I just have to say, by me, I don't have no Omdana. The whole reason why we say it's Batul Kula is to say, okay, Meir Wurzeg is different than everyone else. Most people, you think, they mean the Mevatel everyone. I want a Mevatel only the Ishnai. And then in that case, there's no problem. The Bittul is only Chal and two, and there's no problem. Why did Rav Shimon Ben Yael say, Eini Yochel Zah Batul, Zah Lufnei Bezeh? If the whole din of Eidah Shem Avalavala is not Memela, it's only because of Omdana. Let me take away my Omdana. So the Emes looks some Sofer Bavornzis, and some Sofer goes like the Pnei Yeshua, he Bavornzis. Talmud Echad asked him, based on the Hemshech HaSugya, and some Sofer says, they made a Loiplug. Sofer says, like Pnei Yeshua, they made a Loiplug. Since in general, most Bitulim, when you go in Yimavata Zesh Loi Bifnei Zeh, it carries with it an automatic Bitul, because it's an Omdana. So they Mavata. But it's a very Mundizach, I'm just explaining. Even Loiplugs have Gedar. Loiplug, usually, that we have a Loiplug in Shas, usually, is if you have a Maisa, when you do it under one circumstance, it's not good. Even when you do it in another circumstance, it is good. We say Loiplug, same Maisa. But the Fida Pnei Yishunas, I'm saying, it's a Mundizach. The Bitul Klapi, the Shnayim, the Bitul Klapi people I do is always a good Bitul. Now, usually it carries baggage, usually automatically, there's another Epitum that I do with it. So because the way I usually do this bitul usually has another bitulim. So now when we say when you only do the bitul agabi two, it's like look. The bitul agabi the shnayim was never kailik, was never problematic. But etzem the bitul agabi the two people I did never kailik. It's just usually, like I said before, oil rush other shame. For some reason when I it usually carries the bit. So we make a like plug and now when I do a shnayim, so this is a pelt gazach. I want to talk about the two. But etzem the whole sugi, if I want to about the two, I'm fine. Just usually you I'm shire my das that it means eight. So usually I get into trouble. But now when I do it normally, you're going to say it's a loiplug. This bitul itself is not is never a kailik bitul. Kids, but even these shailas are very much more the revich, the malach of the mashmoyis of the ritzvik savyad, the veger, the melut, the malach. All these shailas are not shmei. It's not the first shailas, it's not the second shail. It's not a separate bitul. It's not doing separate a bitul. It's the melut. The shaila is taka. What's the pshat? What can say the pshat? Shail is also Lashon Rashi. Could you be matim the Mamre Veger? Lashon Rashi. So you have to understand what could mean. Eidah Shemam is on the Balda Kul. There's no pasuk here. If Rabbi Veger is naming on the Be'etz and the Ma'isa Bittul is only on Shtayim. How in the world? Another eight can be in his battle. Why should another eight be in his battle? What's the Shait of another eight in his battle? There's no pasuk here that says all of a sudden Bittul Chelkam Bittul Kulam. Can't say nothing. Churim and the Mamel Zayin is a Gedor Mitzoy. Avada, they're not saying, Avada Rav Veger is not coming to say in this Lashon Rashi. Avada Rav Veger is not saying it's just from the result of the Bittul that's Chal. The Chelkom, the Shtayim, that Bittul itself, the Bittul in the Edom is spreads or somehow is Mashpia, a ripple effect. Avada Nisht, Avada, the Shtayin, the Rishayim, Lashon Demiri also. Avada, we're coming mitzad the Maisa Bittul. That's the nomen of the Sugit. Avada, the only way to affect the other 10 is somehow say the Maisa Bittul affects them. But Kinnir Rabbi Gvega was saying that without making a bittul lehedi on all 10, even though I'm only making a bittul on shtayim, that bittul is mashpia on the rest of the 10. The bittul on the shtayim is mashpia on the rest of the 10. The Bnei Yeshua the Sam Sefer was what they doing was they took a bittul on shtayim. They said every bittul on shtayim is a bittul on 10. It's a ma'isa bittul lehedi on 10. Kinnir Rabbi Gvega is learning. The other guy who wanted to be tzaddik, it's taka bittul on shtayim. But somehow then Maisa Bittul on Shtayim, when it knocks Shtayim, it knocks 10. We're stooping into the Maisa. Avada, it's in the Maisa. But that Bittul Bechelkoi, in that Bittul Bechelkoi, Guf is Mavada Kulm. What's the Shpshat? Ken Zanazoi. Avada, maybe like the Hanocha, we'll start off with the Hanocha, the Rishonim, the Pashas, Lafi, Rabbi Shimon Lamiel, not Lafi Rebbe. There is an Umdun. Avada, when a person makes a Bittul on Shtayim, Staber, I mean, he said one word. He went up to 10 people and he said, Kitzvu Tnu. He didn't speak separately to all 10. He said the same exact words to all 10 originally. When he's going and mechoizer to two of them, mistama the umdana is richdig. Avada, he wants to mechoizer on everything. Oh, but the maisa, there's no maisa bitl on all 10. You can argue in svara, on halacha, what the Bnei Yishun is saying. Even if I make a bitl on two people, I go to only to Reuven and Shimon of all the 10 people. And there's an umdana, I would really want him about to the rest of them. Oh, but the maisa, I didn't make a bitl on the rest of them. I went up to them and I told these two people, al tichtavu. There is a stoma, the milsim. Mistoma, the milsim. Why not? Mistoma, it's the same das. But I didn't go actively do that. If you want to know what my opinion, the opinion of the person who was chayzer, is the das that he was chayzer when he was mavatel, these two. Is that same das a das a chazora, what the content of the das, a chazora on all ten, but you said it over here, but he didn't before go do it. So father, the bittel is only a bittel on the shtai. We're not saying ever that there's a lahed yidik a bittel on the ten. However, it can sign that when I have a bittel on shtai, that das is the same, the etzim das, look at the metzias of the das. If the metzias of a das per etzim is a das chazor on all ten, that's going to affect a bittel on all ten. What's the shot? Third, Hemshev, we spoke about last week. What is a bittel? What is a bittel? A bittel we saw in the Mor Kedushin is Osi Dibur Mohatul Dibur. A bittel, we explained last week, a bittel isn't a naya chalois. It isn't that I create a chalois bittel that I have to go zap the first Dibur. I go and I destroy it because I'm creating a chalois. A bittel is a maisa chazor. It's a maisa charoto. It's a maisa charoto. I'm choizer. I go, I stell avek an anti-das to the first das. When I stell avek an anti-das to the first dibur, a das that's going connected to the first dibur, the middle of the first dibur is bottle. Zogi chazoi. In this case, I said one dibur to all 10 people. Avada was one expression of das. At the end of the day, all these 10 people have that dibur. But it was one expression of das. When I come and I'm a vatel, a chilik of that das. Yeah, because I go only to two people. I go only to two people, and I'm a vatel a chilek of das. Zogich, a vader b'metzias, I only made a chazor and a chilek. Oh, but lemaisa, in the etzem dibur that I put against the first dibur, a vader b'yisoyd adover. Like I said, the umdene is that das, the etzem is a das connected. It's connected the same das that lives in the etzem and etzem. So zog chazoy, a vader there's no direct in the maisa b'bitul. There's no direct maisa b'bitul. What can zayn shtei the chiddush and asugi? Hey, the shabbat mitzvah, shabbat l'kulo. Pshlich shabbat mitzvah. What does that mean? It means when it's chal a dibur, an anti-dibur, a dibur that goes keneged a chelik of my dibur. And that second dibur, the dibur of chazor, the dibur of charoto, be'etzem mitzad, the etzem dibur, be'etzem is keneged the rest of the dibur. That itself is mevatel the whole dibur. That itself is mevatel the dibur. Because be'etzem, this chazor, in the toichar of the chazor, is actively, I didn't lehedia go and say to the other ten, I'm going against you. You're right, I didn't. That's no lehedia dekamaisa bittu. Over in the teichen of the bittul, of the teichen of the chazor that I was meniach, that I stole the vek on the first dibur, avada be'etzim, it's against everyone. So licked in that bittul is a destruction on all the bittul. That's what Rav Yehuda is saying. When Rav Yehuda is saying memela, it's a svara. Rav Yehuda is not saying it's happened the second afterwards. It's avada all in the first bittul. But what we're accomplishing is I don't need a lehedya, a direct ma'isa bittul on all of them. By being mevatel chelko, it connects all of them. Because they were reshutif in the first das. Since the first das was given over them all in one unit, when I'm a vatel chelik of the das, it's a sparish. It has a din of a bit long kulon. That's a din of edish of and Ken Zayin, that's not Shem Rashi also. Rashi says, ki heichi the bodli lahai, bodli lahai. Rashi doesn't mean there's another bitl. Rashi means, as zoivi is munach and their bitl, a bitl of them tzvei, it's a munach, a bitl of us. Because it's the zelba das. It's the zelba das. Ki heichi the bodli lahai, bodli lahai. Zechino ledin, to noch a mahalik, and bodli misos a bodli kula. It's talking not a posuk. It's not happening from the psul alayin, it's happening because of the maisa bitl. But it's not because there's a separate 10 maisa bitulim. There's one maisa bitl, but a bitl that's a chazora on one grace of das. And again, and magish that the bitl, the etzem, pshutai, the etzem, is a bit. The toichen advarim, it's a bitl on all the das. I didn't express it, but it's a bit of all that. That has a din that's mavato kuno. That has a din that's mavato kuno. The Meila, go back to understand the Lashon Rishonim also. Rishonim is no raya against this. The Ran and the Ramban, they say that Rebbe argues on Rav Shimon Gamliel because he holds that he didn't want to be mavato. He didn't want to be mavato. It sounds like it's all in his kavana. The answer is no. Mavato, like we said, the Rishonim are saying Rebbe holds this yisoid. Everyone holds this yisoid. Rebbe doesn't argue on this new musuk that ate the bottom of the mavato kuno. Just Rebbe holds, the only time we say a chazorah on a chelik of the das is going to mevatel everything. It's only if that's the stoma of the das, is like you said before, the stoma of the das, the etzem, the toichen of the das is against the whole bitl. Rebbe holds, it's not mucha. Maybe over here I wasn't trying to be chazor in the whole tziva. Maybe the dafka I didn't want the tziva, I gave to you. If I didn't want the tziva, I gave to you, if it's customized, the two of the edim of Adam, we're not going to say a bitl is going to two of a bitl on all of it. Only if the bittel bistoma is, the bittel that I did on two, bistoma is a bittel that, if you were to ask me, I would want to do it on all of them. Which means that bistoma is etzem a bittel on a munach in the etzem das, in the content of the das, as a chazor on all of them, then it would battle everything. However, if in the das we say there's a reason why it should be limited, especially to only two of others, that bittel is not going to be bottle cooler. So you stay in the Ramban, in the Ran, in the Rai, but also in Asoga said this. But That's all the Rishonim. You could learn that the way. You could have learned the Lomdashim Machlekes. The Rebbe holds Eidish, Leibalakuli, Argus, and the whole Musik. Yeah. And the Rishonim Shnei, everyone agrees to this Musik. They just Rebbe holds it's not Muchach Bechlau. Then in Eidish, it's not Muchach. It's not Muchach that there's a stomach and a das. And a male, it's not going to be the Eidish, but Musik, the Balakul. Upon him, Lefiz, yeah, that's what he's saying. We're going back to the Kashu, yes. Maviach, these two Kashas. Yeah. Well, the first question we asked is that why did Chazal have to be misakin? Why did Chazal have to be misakin? I'm going to avatel two eidim. Through them we hold batul sasa batul kulam. Through them is being misbatul kulam. Because it's batul all eser. Yes, l'chara. The eight bitulim that I'm doing is not a good bitul. Oh, but the bitul that I'm doing the gabi these two eidim is a good bitul. Why should Chazal should just say the gabi the eight is not a good bitul, and the gabi the two eidim is a good bitul? There'll be absolutely no takola. That was the question we asked on the peishu. The Lefidus is Gavalik. Nefidus name. It's not pshat that there's a separate bittul on the other eight. It's in the bittul of the two, it's going to schlep around the other eight. In the bittul of the two, it's going to schlep around the eight. So the kilkul in the bittul, the problematic bittul, is stooped around in my bittul. Chazal had to be mesakim of kiyam my bittul. The Lefidus Pnei Yeshua, no, there's 10 separate bittulims. 8 bad bittulim, 8 bittulim shlui kadin, 2 bittulim kadin. Leave the bittulim kadin. The way we're saying now name, in the bitul kedin, automatically it brings together with it. It's mevatel. It's meichel on the deeper of bitul adas that sweeps in the other eight. So mevatel. The only way is you have to take away that bitul.
Why would you say it works for these two? It doesn't work for those.
The way it works on these two is that there's an osi dibur mevatel dibur. If there's an osi dibur mevatel dibur on these two, it automatically is mevatel the other two. It's only mevatel the other two. And also, we go back to the second or the chori of halach ladino. The din of the Chassam Sofer L'chor, the way we're saying, at least the Rav Yishonim is true. The etzem ikra din, if a person would speak out and say, I only want to mevatel these two, L'chor, itaka, you should be able to mevatel. But the darkeinu, we can understand the loy plug of the Chassam Sofer much better. It's say taka, there's taka loy plug. Because the way we're saying, it's not pshat that there's two different, you could either do 10 bitulim or 2 bitulim. But the way we're saying, a regular bittul on every chelik of a 10 automatically lick them a bittul of us. No, I could go out of my way to change around the bittul. The Fidei B'nai Yeshua, the problem was that usually I'm not doing a bittul, I'm doing 10 bittulim. So why are you making a light plug of a bittul of 2 from a bittul when you do 10? So the way we're saying no, when a bittul of 2 be'etzim licked a bittul of eser. So Gam, I have a way to tell you that there's not a normal bittul of 2. Yeah, I could say that my das is not like most people. And I... But then, some say for like, look, it's the same mice a bitul in both cases.
Why are we going so vague? Why can't we just say that the pshat is that if he was mevatel too, then that's a bitul of the first dibur? The first dibur was for all 10. If he's saying, I'm trying to mishana that, so then it's the whole thing.
But it wasn't the direct bitul of all the dibur, because the mice, I said the dibur to 10.
But that's one dibur.
So what? But it's a dibur that's as far as the 10. The mice said 10 different people have a dibur. If eight of them die, the other two kids are still
going. The dibur didn't change.
Say
it. Here the dibur changed. Here the dibur itself.
So what? But I wasn't mevatel lagabi.
That's a
bitul. I wasn't mevatel lagabi kuma.
So what were we mevatel?
If you tell me like this type of talk, if you tell me that it's a gili milsalam afreya, and I'm mevatel a dibur that would never exist, then I agree to you. Because when it first came out, the dibur in this world was one dibur. So if I could retract the dibur gili milsalam afreya, I'm asking to you, there's one dibur. But I'd come a dibur now, the dibur. It lies by the shluchim, by each one of the 10, as separate diburim. The ma'is at the end of the day they have. So we're saying, it's separate diburim that all came because of one das. But at the end of the day, they each have das meschayv, they each have shluchim.
There's a
new takana to change around what it is. I'm not saying that Chazal could have done a lot of that. I'm not going to make a new takana to change around your ma'is a bittul. The question was, what bichlal is wrong with the bittul? The whole problem with the bittul, doesn't lie in the etzem bittul of shtayim. It lies in the bittul of em. Why am I stuck? What I gained is that in my etzem ma'isa bittul, there's a bittul shloi kedim. You're telling me Chazal could have made nine etzes. New suggestions to Chazal. That's a new kasha. Say, I want to tell her now. That's the kedin of Eidah Shavon v'sasa balukula. I want to tell her on Tzvei Techelik in the sugya, the Toysvis, the etzem, the sugya, the whole man. It's the kama, from the parrot, Toysis, Toych the Sugya raises very clearly the noisy of how many Eidim do you need to witness the Ma'isa Bittul. We had a Sugya before, but Nekama, Mevaloi, Fi Toysis, the Sugya's overlap a little bit. But there's a question, does a ma'isa bittel, not perik, does a ma'isa bittel, bittel shlichus, let's say, does it need to be done in front of Eidikim? So Tosfos, let's just say over the Tosfos, Tosfos raises a shaila in Asugya, Elchor, the Gemara boys, the Machlokes Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel, if Eidish Shabbat Maksos about Lakul, Frek Tosfos, well, who says there's an eye Machlokes? Maybe this Machlokes, I'm saying over the Kash of Tosfos, but this is the correct way to say it. Maybe it's not a new machlokes b'chal. It's mamish l'shitasim in the previous sugya. It's no new machlokes. The same exact machlokes they had in the previous sugya, which is when Gamliel made a takana, they have to do bittul lifnei hashliach and bifnei ha'isha. If you don't listen, is the bittul chal? That's the machlokes. Really, everyone holds eidah shabbat l'mosas abalakula. And in vavatul shtayim, it's the hilul vavatul esim. And b'etzem, there's going to be a tkachesh. There's going to be a takol here. There's going to be a problem because the other thing, they're going to go give the get. But now, Lamai said at the end of the day, what's the whole problem? I didn't do Bifanov. It's like I didn't do Bifanov. But then, Nechlekul Rebbe Nim Shimon Gamliel. If you didn't listen to Chazal, it's a B'diavir, not a good Bitulna. It's a Fiktaisis. So, Achtaisis, Mikoyach Leh, this is the Tzuris HaShmaitza. He argues on Rashi L'chara that the Mora, the case of the Sugi is not talking about when you're Levat Lefnei Shnayim. The case of the Sugi is Achtaisis when it says, Zeh Shaloi Bifnei Zeh, even when he was Mavatel Bifnei Echot. Yeah? Toysis says, two Hechatim says, what does it mean Bifnei Echot? The first Terah Toysis says, Ve'echot Mamish. I went, there was a Ve'echot. And the second Terah says, I said, one at a time. I went to the first one, and then I went to another one. Upon him, each Bittul was done Bifnei Echot. In Zok Toysis, if you do it Bifnei Echot, that's already Negea to the Takana Kaduma. Toysis holds it was the Takana Kaduma before Rabbi Gamliel. The original Takana Chazal made, the Chazal said, you can't do it Be'nei Le'Benatzim, you can't do it in front of one because it's going to be a Kol. And then everyone holds when you're over, when you transgress and you violate that tagana, everyone holds bit loy mavut. So you can't say it's machlokes Rebbe and Rosh Gamliel. That's the first mahalach of Tosis. Tosis zets his eye in the whole sugya in a case where you didn't do the bitul b'fnei shnayim. So it's muchach that it's not Rebbe and Rosh Gamliel. That's the kateres of Tosis. But Tosis on the way had a new need, had a new problem. Tosis got into traffic. Tosis, when he wanted a zet sign, the sugi is talking about bittul. Bifnei echad or shnayim, he had a problem. What's with the edikim? If I want to make an akimta, that we're talking about the bittul was done in front of echad or echad void echad. What happened to edikim? How could it be? Do you need edikim? So that is two terutzim of Tosis. And the bold chedushim in the din of edikim and the parah. The first terutz is machadish. That although usually you need two edim as ein davar shaver pochus mishnayim on a bittul does need to in, but when you do it befono, when you do it to the address of the first dibur, you go back to the address of the first original dibur, there's no din of ein davar shaver pochus mishnayim. That's the chiddush of the first teretzis. And the second teretzis is a different chiddush, which sounds like that's such a chiddush. Second teretzis holds that you could say it zeh shaloi bivnei zeh. But even though you need two edikim, you could be mitzarif them at two separate times. I go do bittul shachris in front of one. I don't go bittul at night in front of another one. At the end of the day, I had two edim on the bittul. That's fine. Again, that's the Suzah Shmaiz of Taisa. That's in Taisa coming to address a problem in our sugi. Coming to find a case where you could have a bittul in front of Echad, but Taisa's on the side got stuck with Edekim. So Taisa's two chedushim in the end of Edekim. Both are tremendous pleas and need beer. Hopefully, maybe Suzah Shmaiz say something. Both need beer gadol. The first chedush of Taisa, that Taisa says you need be'etzem. The etzem bittul is something that requires shnei edim adavar shaver, but it's shani when you do it before him. What's the mile before him? Let's explain. Say klar. Says toisvis zicher taking the side. There's a machlokes rishonim bechlal in the whole parak. If the bittul of the parak needs edikim, maybe the bittul of the parak doesn't need edikim. It's not so simple. Who says it? Not everything that affects adavar shaver. You're not doing a gerushin itself. You're not doing kedushin itself. When you're mavatel shliach, from writing a get or giving a get, that needs edikim. Or bechalal, does it have a din of ein davar shaver? So I'm saying, the arishanim that are mashma like that. The rabbanim one mahalach is mashma like that. It's shaila, it's not clear. Do you need edikim? However, Tosis sounds like he is saying that you do need edikim, because he's saying if you don't do it if you do it in front of other people that are not related, it sounds like you do need shtayim. Right? Tosis sounds he's taking sides, he's holding like the arishanim, like the ran before, holds that the bittul does have a requirement. The siyas chalois or bittul, whatever that is, the siyas bittul requires edikim. So why, when you do it before, doesn't it require edikim? That's the shayla. So here there's two mahalchim, both have problems, both have care to the oilim, come up with a better mahalch. The Vager earlier in Taisis, on Bez and the Bez, Vager is machadish. This place is the way of Gager. Gager says it's not shayla in Taisis, like I just said. This first teres of Taisis, taka, doesn't hold, he needs edikim. Okay. I just said the Mayanoch and the Kasha was the Tosis is taking sides. The Tosis is holding like the Ran. And the Bittul requires Eidekin. And Mela, it's very shver with Mimafana. Zogar Vega, no, it's not true. The second Teres of Tosis holds that way. The second Teres of Tosis holds that Bittul, Asiyas Bittul, Shlichus requires Eidekin. Of the first Teres of Tosis holds that you do not need Eidekin. So what's the difference between Fana and Shalimafana? Zogar Vega, that's us Eidek Biru. You know there's two types of Eidim you need in Darush of Erba. There's Amol you need Eidikim, and Amol you need Eidibir. Zokar V'Eger like this. The Bittul of Shlichus, since you're not creating something positive that's going to contribute to the Darush of Erba, when you make a Shliach, you create something positive. It's going to do the Gerushin of the Kedushin. That has a din of Chalois that needs Eidikim. Oh, you make a Bittul, you're only being Mesalik, you're only dismantling the original Kayach. You're being misad, original kech, that's not called davar shebeirva that needs eidikim. But eidibir of other needs. Everything, anything that can influence and have consequences on davar shebeirva needs eidibir. Needs two eidim to prove it. The Zogar V'Eger, when Tosis in the first Teretz mentions that you need shteyim al davar shebeirva, it's also eidibir, it's also to be bavarer that the bittul happened. Eidikim is a tenai in the be able to ability to create a bittul. A bittul can't be created unless two eidim witness it. No, you don't need two eidim to be meichel a bittul. You need two eidim to be bavarer. Zogar V'Eger, Zogar V'Eger, shmak. When you're not doing in front of the shliach has no way of knowing. Savadi, you need to wait them to prove to the shliach. But when you do a bittul in front of the shliach and the whole issue is beer, right? The shliach knows. The shliach knows. That's the milo of a fun of the answer. It's a chiddush. It's a tremendous chiddush of pshat. It's also a tremendous chiddush in the lashon of Tosis. The lashon of Tosis is since you did in front of Befonav, it's mevutul. The lashon of Tosis sounds like it's talking about whether the bittul's chal or not. Vigeger, the bittul's always chal. The question is whether or not the shliach knows about it or not. What is the lashon of Tosis a bit? The ma'aseh of them is that's the best shot I have in Tosis. The ma'aseh, there are zikr. Other achronim will learn that Tosis, not like Vega, they learn that Tosis holds the Zedekim. All the malach is the Sam Sofer's malach. This goes back to things we discussed already. Sam Sofer and Mamish in the beginning of the parak and Avlamed Beis, he says a malach, and that's in the Shurish, we said this malach the first week, Shem, Stipler, and the Mechonim. Sam Sofer says a little different. Doctors of Sam Sofer, based on Tosis and Kedushin, that Nun Tesim a base, that not always do you have to come on to the Vatal Shliach, not always do you have to come on to the Din of Osi Dibur and Vatal Dibur. Osi Dibur and Vatal Dibur is you want to do a Bittul Shalai Befonav. When you want to do a Bittul Shalai Befonav, and you actually come to the address of the Dibur, come on by Shliach, you have another way of doing Bittul. Why? Doctor of Sam Sofer, you don't have, say it the way they were Stipler and Mechonin say, I don't have to go to destroy the first Dibur. I just let the Shliach know that I don't want him to do the Shlichus. Once I let him know that he's doing the Shlichus Keneged Ritzoini, you can't do Shlichus Keneged Ritzoini. You can't do Shlichus Keneged Ritzoini. I'm not coming to dismantle the whole Shlichus. I'm not coming to destroy, to shepherd, to be Nishlaf the first Shlichus. I'm coming to just say, you should know it's not my Rotzen. Mele, you can't do. This Mele is Oktav, some say, and these Achroinim. B'zad Dover Toli. If it's shaloi b'fnei hashliach, I don't have that malach. The only malach I have is bittul, osi dibur v'atal dibur. That's a chaloi's bittul, that needs eidikiyum. Because it's a chaloi's bittul. But if I'm doing it b'fnei hashliach, it's not a chaloi's bittul. It's not a chaloi's bittul. So that avada doesn't need b'chal eidikiyum. That's the malach b'fona. It's a beautiful, in Lomdus it's beautiful. In Lomdus it's mamish shmak, it's this. It's Muslim hate. The problem is, there's a tremendous kasha in Etzim Yisoyed. We have questions in the beginning of the Zman, but for care, we'll come in the Sugi. There's two kashas in the Deobay. Two kashas in the Deobay in the Sugi Aleid. If there's another Mahalach to do Bittul, when you do Bafonav, you don't have to come into Asi Dibur and Vatal Dibur. So the Gemara on the base, says, the Gemara is a Tzad, that if Mavatal Bifnei Shnayim, we say the Bittul's Nachal Bechal because you need Sorach Be'ah Sorah Lemishlefa. The Tzad, you have to do it in front of all 10. That's Svarah, you need to do it all 10. It's a Svarah in Asi Dibur and Vatal Dibur, right? That the first, second Dibur has to be as strong as the first Dibur. But Chfreg and Balbatishkai, when I came to those two people and I told them I don't want to do it, they know I don't want them to do the Shlichus. So why do we say Eini Yochel Avatol and these two people could go ahead and do it? Hooray! They know they don't want them to do the Shlichus. Why do I have to come on? Why is the Chassan of Tzorach Be'asor Lemishlefit? If there's another Mahalach, this is a right like a Baruch Ber, that there is no Mahalach, like a Baruch Ber, the right that there is no Mahalach.
Maybe talk about
Svei Tekasha.
That's Mufurish.
If you hold Tzorach Be'ah Sorah Lemishlefet, even those two you can't. That's Mufurish. One second, I don't know too much time, I'll worry afterwards. Second kash, Menil Bein Toysis, Reveger's Aura. Menil Bein Toysis, I don't understand how they learn Toysis. It's beautiful, a beautiful mahalach. But that all explains Legabe, the Shliach, that I came and I was Mavatl in front of him. What about the other nine Shlichim? I don't know, it's a pillar, it's a pillar on this mahalach. What about the other nine Shlichim? The first one I came and I was Mavatl in front of him, here I have this other mahalach. But if you hold Eidah Shabbalah Mekzasa Balakula, how does it explain either mahalach? Any mahalach we said Eidah Shabbalah Mekzasa, either the Pnei Yeshua or the mahalach we said in Rav Geiger, neither works. Pnei Yeshua says, I was involved with them, I was involved with the other nine. Okay, but I got the other nine, I'm not in front of them. You have to go back to the old mahalach of Asidim Vata Dibur. You're missing Eidikim. And the other mahalach we said in Rav Geiger, Avada was only a born Asidim Vata Dibur. The whole mahalach who explained in Rav Geiger, that even though I make a bitl on one, it automatically affects all nine, is only because of Asidim Vata Dibur. The Balabati Shechazor only is only on that one. The feeling is the halach. The Rosh Shivas, all the Rosh Shivas learn this way in Taisus. The halach of the Rosh Shivas, very nice like I'm the one, but how is it going to help? If you Rebbe, I hear. If you Rebbe, it's beautiful. Rav Shmuel Gamliel holds the Eidah Shabbalah Mekzasa Kula. He's talking about the same case. How are you going to say Bala Kula? Sorry, it's a pel. I don't have. The only pshat I have is in Vegas. First pshat. The second Teretz of Taisus. Second Teretz of Taisus. Taisus says Avada doesn't hold of this chiluk. Sorry, the second Teretz doesn't hold of this chiddush. Second Teretz of Taisus holds you always need two Eidim, even if you do Bifonav, you need two Eidim. But Zok Taisus is a different chiddush. That you could do two separate, again, it's a lochel ma'isa, the whole perik, again, the whole perik. If Zok Taisus is a chiddush ledina, piskei Taisus. If you do a bitul, zeh, shaloi bifnei zeh, as long as you do it into the two separate Eidim, it's fine. I can mevatel the shliach, the same shliach, even in the beginning of the first mission of Shachris in front of one Eid, and then mevatel him, Arvis in front of another Eid, and that's good. Eidikim. Frek the Bnei Yeshua, all Achronim asks. Tell it. In the din of Eidikim and Kolat Tarakula, you could misarve two separate Eidim. A person could go to a Mais, a Kedushin, still a hate, in front of one Eid, Shachris. And then go to the also Mais, a Kedushin, in front of Arvis, with another Eid, and you're going to, that's going to work. About that? About that, can't be misarve. Eidikim, it has to be together. That first Mais Kedushin only has one Eid, and the second Mais Kedushin has one Eid. Zilhocha, Lake Eidus, Zilhocha, Lake Eidus. There's no Eidus. Avada Eidikim doesn't help. It's two separate Maisim. What's Taisus saying? So that's Taisus. Kenzen Matzia, the Shurish Adver Maisus in the Yecheskel. It's a little bit of Nusachacher. Kenzen Yechidish. Start with the Yecheskel says, Vayis Tois and Taisus. That the Sea of Bittul is different than the Sea of Kedushin and the Sea of Skirish. Hemshech spoke about last week. Nasiyas Kedushin and Nasiyas Gerushin. You're coming to make a chalois. The Mais itself is coming to make a chalois. The Mais Kedushin creates a chalois Kedushin. The Mais Gerushin creates a chalois Gerushin. You need two Eidim on a Mais, the witness of Mais, in order to give the Mais Koyach to be Mechel a chalois in the Dovah Shomer. That's the din of Eidus. Let's go to Bethel. Nichzi Anan. What does Bittul need Eidikim for? What does Bittul need Eidikim for? So if you learn Bittul is a Asiyas Chalois, if you learn Bittul is a Chalois, the Kilo, I create a Chalois Bittul, I create a power, a Chalois, that can go be Mavatl things, I can hear that you say you need Eidikim to witness this Maisa Bittul in order to give it Koyach to make Chalois. Oh, but we saw last week, we saw this week also, that's not what Bittul is. Bittul is not Asiyas Chalois Bittul. Bittul doesn't create its own Chalois Bittul. Bittul is a Chazorah. So Kaniria, the reason why you need Eidikim, if you what we're saying is not because the Maisa, in order that the Maisa should have an innate koyach to create a chalois. The reason is because of the final result of the Maisa. You're right, the Maisa Chazor is not creating its own chalois. But since through this Maisa, the Maisa eventually is going to be Nishlaf, the first Dibur. The first Dibur is going to be Nekar. Since through this chalois, the Mitzad Akira's Dibur Rishon, you need Eidikim. You need Eidikim because the first Dibur is going to be attacked. The second Dibur is attacking the first Dibur, so you need to aid them, klape the first Dibur that it's going to be attacked. Or Be'etzem, the Mais is not Nasiyas Chalois, the Mais is a Mais Chazor. If that's the reason why you need Eidikim, Kenzai, we can understand why you can be Mitzar. When you need a Mais on the Asiyas Chalois, you need a Mais on the Eidikim on the Asiyas Chalois, so every single Mais is a separate Mais. Every single Mais is a separate Mais. The Mais I did in the morning is its own Mais Kedushin. It had its own koyach to create a chalois. And the Mais that I did at night has a separate koyach to create a chalois. One Eid saw Mais Shachris, one Eid saw Mais Arvis. There's no tzirut. Oh, but if you understand Bittul is a Mais Chazorah, what happens? It's the Iker how it's attacking the first Dibur. the ikar we're concentrating on is how this second dibur, this chazor, this charoto, is attacking the first dibur. If I make a ma'is charoto shachas and make a ma'is charoto arvis, they're attacking the first dibur separately. It's the same ma'is chazor, it's the same regret that I expressed twice. I said I don't like this chazor, I don't like this dibur, and again I said I don't like this dibur. What? It's a separate ma'is. Physically, it's a separate ma'is. But it's attacking the first dibur the same exact way. Soon we're going to have Vidu, you're going to have Chuvah, you're going to say Charotaf and Aver, you're going to say Mairiv Yom Kippur, you're going to say Shachas Yom Kippur, you're going to say, you're going to keep on saying the same thing. But it's a different Charotah, it's a Zelba Charotah. Come on. V'zeh Dover Tolu. If it's an Egen Chalois, so it doesn't make a difference if physically you're expressing the same Das over each Asi as a separate Chalois. Each Asi has a different Koyav Du Chalois. That's why my Ma'is Kedushin, you can't be Mechav. But if you're the hair, if you hear that the bittle of a perik is a chazorah, and the chalois happens memela more or less, the chalois happens because when you have a second das against the first das is bottle, then at the end of the day they're attacking the first dibur the same way together. It's a tziruf at the end of the day of all days.